Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, the Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill. We're going to talk about some amazing things that are happening in Arizona. We've been waiting on this for a long, long time. It's really that ticking time bomb. Yes, I don't mean to diminish what's going on in Iran. That is gigantic. That's the destruction of the cabal. But while no one is looking, some big, big things are going on in Arizona. So we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about what President Trump played the Trump card on the oil. So you just can't Trump. I'm trusting Trump. I'm trusting the plan. I hope you guys are too. So definitely check into my channel, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. And you can see all the great resources we have over there for you. Over 1,000 videos. We look at always the current events and the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is biblical. I've written several books on end times because I've been teaching God's word for a long, long time. And now I understand end times, especially, well, hopefully before we get finished with tonight's show, I'll talk to you a little bit about Iran and the deception on that. Everything that we were taught about end times, think the opposite. It's opposite day. And also check into my audiobooks. Here's also the social media and great information about health. I've connected with some amazing patriots who make sure that we get true information about our health. And there's where you go see the videos. I have tons of research on, like, not only end times, but also the lost tribes of Israel, who President Trump is, his role in all of this. It's really amazing, amazing day to be alive and on this earth. Don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button right now. Smash it so we can get started, because I know I won't remember to ask you to do that. And also bookmark and subscribe and make sure that your bell is rung and share. Whatever you can do to share, and also on my X account, Melissa Red Pill, over there would be so helpful, and I thank you. Let's start with our wonderful Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. You've got to hear this. I have quoted this verse for you many times, this beautiful passage that says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Isn't that the perfect verse for us, for patriots? Because we are using our fingers, literally, as we type on our phones and on our laptops, our iPads. It's really, he's our fingers. You know, I'm thinking when it was written, they were thinking about, you know, using for a bow and arrow. But for us in our day, you know, we're not going to have a war in a battlefield in the Megiddo Valley. That's, you know, what they told us was going to happen. Yes, there's a war going on right now, but it's not like what they were expecting or seeding our thoughts on. They were trying to get us to think that this was going to be nuclear holocaust and the beast was going to take over. No, this is the battle to end all battles, the war to end all wars. So this is, I love this verse, and I'm going to let you hear our Secretary of War quote it. Check this out.
I'll close with scripture drawing strength from Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. Yeah. May the Lord grant unyielding strength and refuge to our warriors, unbreakable protection to them in our homeland, and total victory over those who seek to harm them. And amen. Close with scripture drawing.
Okay, I love that. If you agree with that, please put an amen in the chat or in the comments. You know, want to join in with him in this prayer, because that's exactly what we want them all protected and their great victory very soon, according to the Lord's perfect timeline. And so, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have our Secretary of War quoting scripture and leading us in prayer. What a day. What a day. I love it. For those of you who don't know, on May 17th, there's going to be a Jubilee rededication of our country to America. And I'm going, Team Melly is going. And so I would love for you guys to, if you can, to go up there, and I'll continue to be talking about it until that day arrives, but you might want to just mark that on your calendar. And now this is what we do. Our country is being rededicated to the Lord, because that's our roots. That's who we are. And so they tried to change us and they couldn't. This is who we are. And we're returning to who we are and our roots. Everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon. Okay, so let's first start with this gigantic ticking time bomb in Arizona. Here are the four things I'm going to tell you about. Before I tell you, I'm going to tell you, okay? One is that documents were seized by the FBI, including also the CIA and the other groups in our government are looking into this, but primarily the CIA and the FBI. They have subpoenaed election records for 2020 and 2024, and those have already been delivered. I'm going to show you what John Solomon reported on that. So he's kind of the lead on this, all this information. Number two, why were ballots from multiple states stored together? Each state is supposed to be independent. Why were other states' ballots included in the storage in Arizona? I'm going to show you that. Number three, there's Chinese involvement. He hints at Chinese involvement. And did that get the Republicans to jump on board with this Save America Act? Obviously, Senate Majority Leader John Thune is useless. So maybe this will get people to jump on board. The thing that Glenn Beck said today, and I agree, is that maybe they know that they've won their elections because of the cheating, and that's why they don't want, you know, to vote for this, to make any changes. Hello? Hello? The ones who won are the ones who've gotten in there, likely by whatever means necessary. Okay, number four, what does this have to do with what Q told us about Runbeck? Talk about that also. So let's get started on this. Okay, so here is John Solomon's website, justthenews.com. And I'm going to give you the link. And Songbird, if you're, yes, I see Songbird. Hey, Songbird. And she's going to put it over in the comments. So there it is. That's the document. So go ahead and grab that in the chat. And here is what the Arizona State Senate president, Warren Peterson, said. He confirmed his body received a subpoena for 2020 election records. Late last night, I received and complied with a federal grand jury subpoena for records relating to the Arizona State Senate 2020 audit of the Maricopa County. FBI has the records. He's already complied. They already have them in possession. So if they're saying, oh, we want to prevent these records, it's already done. It's already been transferred over to them. So yeah, they've received these under subpoena for multiple elections, including not only 2020, but also 2024. Well, President Trump won that county in 2024. So what is it that they're seeing? Well, they had a group go down and produce a report, and this was Democrats and Republicans, and this is what they found. If you scroll down close to the bottom, you'll see this area right here under where it says FBI likely to expand ballot research searches elsewhere. Look what it says. The sources said the joint report filed by one GOP and one Democratic observer who were in Maricopa County on election night 2024 included photos of the ballots and storage facility. Included in their report, they took photos, which they described as heavily guarded and having ballots from multiple states' elections. What's up with that? Why would you need to have multiple states' election ballots in one place? These states are supposed to be completely separate. What is going on with that? And that's where it's going to lead into where we're talking about Runbeck. Okay. And so I'm not going to read this whole article to you, but I want to make sure that you have that so you can research that for yourself. Very important day that we are approaching on. So here is John Solomon. I'm going to let you hear what he has to say. He was on the Benny Show today.
Honey, you're saying that what's going to happen is we're going to find out the Chinese had a major heavy hand in rigging election. What's your take on the raid yesterday in Maricopa?
Yeah, it wasn't really a raid. It was a grand jury subpoena, but they grabbed the stuff. There will be some search warrants executed in the coming days based on my reporting. They're looking at, in Maricopa County, it's a very technical thing, just like it was in Georgia. Did you follow state law? Because if you didn't administer a federal election as it was supposed to be under state law, you can be charged federally. It's just about doing the right thing and following the law. But above that, not in Maricopa County, not in Fulton County, there is an extraordinary review going on by the CIA director, the FBI director, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, and Kash Patel. They have found a body of documents that I think will trouble all of us and probably will have a profound effect on the Senate debate over the Save America Act. A lot of senators are sitting up there saying, I don't know if I need to vote for this. I don't know what the politics are. Wait a second. When they find out that maybe voter identities in their state databases were penetrated by China and used in influence operations, that may change their mind. And so I think the debate in the Senate could be informed by what comes out in the next few weeks.
Okay. So, you know, and maybe that's true, John Solomon. Maybe they are going to say, kind of like what John Thune is coming up with, every reason under the sun not to bring up the Save America Act. And that kind of leads you to believe that he doesn't want that because he knows that he got into office by some of these, some of this cheating. That's what it makes it look like. All right. So I want you to see, he's saying that the Chinese were involved in influence peddling. Check this out. I want to listen to this very carefully.
Over the Save America Act. A lot of senators are sitting up there saying, I don't know if I need to vote for this. I don't know what the politics are. Wait a second. When they find out that maybe voter identities in their state databases were penetrated by China and used in influence operations.
Voter identity was penetrated by the Chinese and used in influence operations. So there you go. It's incumbent upon us to share this information. That's why I'm doing a special video on this. So please share this video so people understand what they're doing. And also, I'm probably going to make a clip and to put it over on the social media so people just see this portion because I don't want them to miss it. And so that we push back on all of our congressmen and say, this is not what we are going up there to vote for, to have the Chinese gather up our data and to use this for influence operations on us specifically. Okay, so that is gigantic. Okay, number three, I want you to see, actually, was it number three? Okay, so China involvement could get Republicans to vote for the Save America Act. We'll see. We will see. And I'm going to show you what's happening with the Save America Act after we do this. Yeah, so they were stored together. You saw that. Now let's look at, what did you tell us about this? Here is post 4963 on November 18th, 2022. It says, Runbeck, Dominion. Of course, we've talked a lot about Dominion. We haven't talked as much about Runbeck. I'm going to show you a little bit more about that. SOS, the Secretary of State offices. We've talked about that specifically in Colorado, how they are controlling the elections. That's why Tina Peters is in prison right now, because they changed they wanted her to not back up the data from that election. And she did back it up, which was her fiduciary duty. None of the other election officials did. And they're not in prison, but she is, which is upside down world, completely unfair. And so these Secretary of State offices are being exposed that they are putting their thumb on the scale on these elections and rigging these elections. Investigators, researchers, whistleblowers. I'm going to show the whistleblower here in just a second. But the investigators and the FBI, the DNI with Tulsi Gabbard, and now also with John Ratcliffe on the CIA. So very good to have good people at the top who are working to get to the bottom of these things. You know, they could just as easily just shove this under the rug. So trust them, trust the plan. And so much of this is on timing. It's just based upon timing. And I just feel like, especially with, you know, what we've already heard that on the board, that, you know, when we first jumped into this in 2018, that was when we were talking about, you know, North Korea was basically set free from the CIA, and that Iran was next. Well, here we are finally at the Iran is next stage, and it would stand to reason that also the truth coming out about the elections and these investigations turning into prosecutions. He says we're on about stage two of five, and so this is moving along finally and more rapidly. Anyway, so let me show you about the whistleblowers. But first off, I'll finish this post. It says, patriots in trusted positions like John Ratcliffe, like Tulsi Gabbard, like Kash Patel in the FBI. Trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world. And that's, again, what I'm asking you guys to do after I finish this video, to please post it, to share it, and point people out to what we're talking about here. If, you know, and yes, Iran is hugely important, but the whole point is you can't solve some of these huge problems in the world like Iran if you don't have free and fair elections. The whole point of having a representative who truly represents you is you have to have free and fair elections to solve any of these problems. Okay. And that's how they've run this game on us forever. You're always like, why is it that all the people that we don't want always get elected? Well, the only way that President Trump won is because he made it too big to rig. And he said just today, I think, or yesterday, we were not always going to be able to count on making it too big to rig. We have to get it where it's truly free and fair elections. Focus. And it's interesting. It says FOCUS in all caps, focus. There is a company I looked up. I'm not going to go into it right now because I don't have a lot of detail on them. But I looked up this company, and this focus company works with big tech companies doing AI. So I wonder if that has some connection, if he's saying that AI was part of what they used in rigging these elections. So I'll be researching more about that. So check, you know, stay tuned on that. If you have any information, put it down in the comments or, you know, in that. So and make sure that I get that information. Actually, it's easier if you actually send it to my website, melissaredpill.com, and send it over there. And my wonderful Tammy will make sure that she gets that information to me. Also, Ascension. We are ascending. We are no longer going to be led around by the nose by this cabal. We're no longer children. You know, we're no longer, you know, as First Corinthians 13 says, you know, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I reasoned like a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We are growing up. We're not being a child anymore. We're thinking for ourselves now. All right. So now on run back, I'm going to show you the run back information. This is where, anyway, she's talking about a whistleblower is alleging 300,000 ballots were inserted in the 2020 Maricopa County election by employees outside the legal chain of custody, not in drop boxes, not in polling locations. This margin of our victory in Arizona was only 10,000 votes. And so they, you know, just inserted 300,000. So here's what she had to say. And she's saying that this Runbeck employee blew the whistle on it. Check this out.
An expert who has certified these machines for the last 9 years, saying that they're lawful to use and that they're in good working condition, saying that the error that occurred on Election Day, because we saw how many Republicans were disenfranchised because over half the machines broke on Election Day,
purpose.
That error was intentional. You have a whistleblower from Runbeck, the ballot company, that says approximately 300,000 ballots were illegally inserted into the tally, not coming from drop boxes, not coming from polling locations, but just being brought in by employees, not within the lawful chain of custody. I mean, there's so much evidence in this case.
You've heard previous.
Okay, so I will make sure that you have that link to this this post also if you want to watch more about that. I want you to see that. Now, Doug Butler, thank you for this. He posted that a company in which State House Speaker Ben Thoma has a financial interest has acquired majority ownership of Runbeck Election Services. Now, this has been since the election, the 2024 election. So, or maybe it was in 2020. So he now has. I'll read the rest of this. But basically it says Lincoln Shields, a subsidiary of Black Mountain Investment Company, acquired a majority stake in Runbeck Election Services on August 18th, 2023, according to their recent announcement. So whether it was it's 2023 before or after the 2024 election, but bottom line, there's been a lot of changing hands, and now Runbeck is, either way, it's in different hands. Whether it's in the hands of White Hats and the Patriots, time will tell, right? But here is where it says Ben Thoma is, he's a Republican, and he is now has his majority ownership of Runbeck. To anyone concerned about election integrity and the companies who are involved, today's news has Runbeck Election Services has a new majority owner is likely welcome news. That's the way that Doug Butler is taking it. Okay, and that Lincoln Butler has a majority stake. Also, the transaction will provide Runbeck with a capital infusion the company says will allow it to expand its services and offerings. What are its services and offerings? It does. It prints all these ballots. And that was at around that same time that they said we're going to be based upon what the state was requiring, that they have watermarks. Remember how President Trump has talked about watermarks a lot and about these invisible fibers. So you can know that this is a real, true ballot that was handled properly. All right. So Black Mountain Investment Group, a private firm focused on technology and financial services, was found by Elijah Levine, Kyle Nadewski, whatever, and Thawan Prayawan. How about that for a name? I don't know where that name comes from. The company is led by an executive team that includes these founders. Andre Toma serves as key investor and board member. Okay, so let me tell you the other thing. And Ben Toma has two brothers. One's named Mihai and one's named Andre. And they sit on the board of Precision Arrow, a contractor within the military-industrial complex. Leading the board is Chairman Jeff Allington, who's also the president and COO of Runbeck Election Services, from where a whistleblower says a whopping 300,000 ballots were illegally dropped into Arizona's election results, tipping the scales in favor of Katie Hobbs. Okay, so it's going to be interesting to see all of this truth come out and all of the, you know, who is responsible for this and who is are they on the up and up now? On the Precision Arrow website, the three men are all publicly listed as board members, with Ellington as chairman, Mihai Toma as president, Andre Toma as secretary, and Black Mountain run by the speaker's brother. A lot of, it seems like a lot of nepotism to me. So I would like to see it put in the hands of white hats, but all this makes me very skeptical. You guys tell me what you guys think. Yeah, Hobbs is definitely a cartel puppet. No doubt about that. So this 300,000 ballots allowed her to win, and that's exactly what this was discussing. All right, so I want you to see that's what's going on with what 17 told us about Runbeck. We already know about Dominion. Our wonderful patriot, Mike Lindell, has been exposing them for such a long time. Definitely always, whenever you need household products, make sure you go to mypillow.com/Melly and make sure you support Melly, Mike Lindell. He's just, there's nobody who's taking it on the chin harder than Mike Lindell. They hate him with a passion, and the reason is because he's exposed the Dominion and all these machines. That's the machine company, whereas the Runbeck is the ballot company, okay? And millions of ballots that they do. So that's, all this evidence is being, it was subpoenaed and now seized by the FBI, DNI, and CIA. So that's great, great news. All right, so I'll make sure you have that link. Let's see what else. Now, on the Save America Act that goes along with this is that President Trump has given $1 million on this campaign to convince everyone, that we have to have this. And so let's help him out, even though you may not have $1 million to throw in there, let's do everything we can that we can share this information. And so that everybody that we talk to say, look, call your congressman, even if they say that they're supporting it, that you go ahead and knock on their door, call them, text them, email them something, get this information and say, we want the Save America Act. This is the only way to save America. We cannot allow this cheating to go on any longer. It's got to stop now. And when you cannot have all these people brought into our country and being allowed to vote, and that's just got to stop. That's got to stop. We have to have only American citizens voting. And that's the end of their little game that they've run on us. So listen to what President Trump has to say about that.
But keep winning, right? 124-0 this Tuesday. 124 wins, no losses. Is that good? And there were some rebels. We endorsed a few rebels, right? A few of them. Mike was saying, it's going to be a tough one. But we're 124-0. But as president, nobody ever asked me for money. And as president, as president, you sort of don't make campaign contributions. Right? Doesn't even. But I heard you were at $19 million today. I said, has that ever been done? No, sir, it's a record. But 20 would sound better, right, Mike? Yes. He said, I'm going to give you $1 million. It's the first time I've done that. I never did it before.
Thank you, President Trump.
I never did it before.
Thank you, President Trump. Thank you. The man, it just never stops. He never stops. Yeah, I was listening to Stephen Smith. He says, I'm not going to run for president if that means they're going to get, you know, make me not have my money. President Trump has lost so much money. He and Mike Lindell, nobody's lost more money than those two. All right, so then I want you to see what President Trump also said about, this is about Anna Paulina Luna saying she was announcing to block passage of the must-pass FISA authorization unless the Save America Act is attached. And so President Trump agreed. I'll show you that. So FISA is up for reauthorization. What that means is the Foreign Intelligence Service Act, whatever, where they can basically spy on people. They get authorization to spy on people that they feel are involved in some kind of crime, which they've used that against President Trump, which is outrageous. So she's saying, we're not going to approve that. Now, they want that in the worst way so that they can continue their spying. And so she's saying, we're going to hold this up. And she thinks she is able to block it. So President Trump agreed with her. He said he will not sign any bill until the Save America Act is on his desk. He says the people are demanding it. And so we have to be loud. We have to be loud on social media. We have to be loud everywhere. So I need to post more about it. If you haven't seen my social media, go to Melissa Redpill. Yeah, Melissa Redpill over on X. Whenever I post it, this is what you do to help it to push, to give it a push. Comment on it, like it, share it, you know, bookmark it. All those things help to get it out into the mainstream and for them to know that we are not kidding. This has got to happen. We have to save America. And that's the act. Do it. All right, so here's what President Trump said about that.
If I could ask the people in this room to go for the gold. We're going for the gold. We're not going for the bronze. We're not going to sign a watered-down version like has been sent up there. Let's go for the gold, and let's just not accept anything else. I'll tell you what, I'm willing to just sort of say I'm not going to sign anything until this is approved. I really am, but that's how bad it is. And we're going to have to push the Senate because you have four or five senators that are, I don't know, four or five Republican senators. You'll have to explain them to me, but we're not going to get into that. But we're going to push them to get it done because I don't think you can politically exist if you're not going to do voter ID and these things. I don't think the people.
And he will not support them for their reelection. Now, there's been a big thing in Texas. I don't know if you know about this, but Ken Paxton, who is our former attorney general, is running against Cornyn, whom I do not care for senator, U.S. senator. I already have Cruz, and then we would have either Paxton or Cornyn. Now, in the there's going to be a runoff election because there were three. Wesley Hunt dropped out. Neither of them got over 50%, and so there's going to be a runoff election, and then they'll have the election in November to see who is going to become our senator. And you know, Ken Paxton is very much for the Save America Act. And he said, President Trump was saying, oh, who's going to drop out? He said, I will drop out if you will go ahead and pass the Save America Act. Then I can say, okay, I'll drop out, because he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's saying this is that important. He and President Trump are on the same page on that completely. And Cornyn is not. Yeah. Cornyn is a lapdog. He is a Bush Zionist. Yeah. There you go. I said it. All right, so yeah, thank you, Wooden Shoe. It's a FISA, is Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Thank you. It focuses on the surveillance. All right, so that is what's going on with the Save America Act. One other quick thing. I want you to see this. We'll see on the next couple of days if this comes out. But you know how we had all of these CIA operations on President Trump. We had the Crossfire Hurricane, which is, of course, you know, where they were saying President Trump was a Russia agent and all that. Then you have the J6 Arctic Frost, which is the examining Trump's efforts and his allies to overturn the 2020 election. And so this is all the Jack Smith and all that. But there's one called Plasmic Echo. But John Solomon says there's another operation that we haven't heard about yet. So stay tuned. He hasn't said that. He says he hopes he would release that information soon. He said one that may be among the most troubling, more troubling than these things. This is what he's saying. Thank you, MJ Truth Ultra, for posting this. So yeah, I appreciate that. And we'll watch and see what happens on that. Okay. So that's everything I wanted you to know about right now on this election fraud. So there you go. Bam. Number Two, let's talk about what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said these ships should go through the Strait of Hormuz and show some guts. There's nothing to be afraid of. They have no navy. We sunk all their ships. Okay. They're acting like, oh, we don't want to go through because we're afraid we're going to get shot, blown up. But they were saying, and they're saying we don't have any insurance because the Lloyd's of London said they won't insure us. Well, President Trump said we are insuring you. So you don't have to worry about that. And we're also protecting you with our military. So you don't have to worry about that. So what is the real problem? And he's even embarrassing them by saying, hey, you guys are, you know, need to be show some guts. You're just, you know, lily-livered cowards if you aren't willing to go through the Strait of Hormuz. And I said this on the video yesterday or Sunday that I believe the issue is something much more insidious, much deeper. And it's this one right here. Trump deals a blow to Bibi and the cabal, and it's right here in the picture of the Strait of Hormuz. And so I'll make sure to get this the link to that. I'm going to copy that and give that to you. Here is the Hormuz video right there. This one, I believe the issue with this one is that they have made a pact with the devil. They have made a pact that they will do whatever they're told, and they will follow orders, that whatever the cabal says, because that they know that's where their bread is buttered. And that's how they have things to ship one place or another. This is the whole point, that there are those who get to be in political office. There are some who get to be running elections. There are some who get to be very wealthy and ship goods all over the world, and they have to agree maybe to ship bodies, as I said on the other video. This is, you know, these are the people who've done this deal with the devil. And so they're it's not that they're afraid to go through the Strait of Hormuz. It's that they've signed a blood pact. This is the secret society. That's what I really do believe, because look at what's happening. They still are not going through. One ship. One ship went through. Here's a picture of what's going on. It's ridiculous that, you know, now they're showing here what it usually looks like, but right now it's not looking like that. From the last reports that I got, here we are on March 10th. It's not looking like that, where they're not going. They're just sitting tight. So let me see if I can find another picture. See if I have another. I don't have it. I did have it. Anyway, it was basically showing that they're not moving. They're just sitting tight, just sitting still. Again, still, even though President Trump has said, you know, come on, show some guts, and they refuse. That's the only explanation for it, really. You know, and they can use the excuse, oh, we're afraid that we're going to get blown up. And so and they're losing money as they're sitting there, but they know that they have to do what they're told by their cabal handlers. That's what I think. What do you guys think? All right. So yes, it reminded me about that too. H. Clay, it reminded me of the Evergreen issue. Remember when through Egypt, the Suez Canal, that the Evergreen ship was stuck. Crazy deal, that Evergreen ship, and for weeks that went on, and they couldn't move through there. Remember that? And they all were, you know, just stuck, and nobody could move. So they're willing to lose money because no telling what'll happen to that one ship that went through there. They may not ever do another shipment. I mean, that's the way it works. It's this bullying, this bribery, Lord knows what might happen. What happened to their family? I mean, these people are like Guido with the brass knuckles in The Godfather. All right, so there you go. I want you to see that. This is, like I said, don't forget to go and watch that video. I just posted the link in the chat, and Songbird will put that over in the comments. All right, I did show on that video also, the link I just shared about Pahlavi. If you're not familiar with that, he is the one who's saying that, oh, the Iranian people want me to come in and save the day, and that I've accepted that responsibility to lead the transition after the regime is gone. I don't think so, because the people are not happy with him because they know he's connected to Israel. Number two, they are not happy because he has not even said anything about the children who were killed. And so that whole thing, we're going to get to the bottom of that. And so that's the issue. And also President Trump on this audio, he says, I don't want to come back here every 10 years. Yeah, I want to be involved in the selection of Iran's next leader. We can't come back and straighten all this out and then, you know, every 10 years, not going to do it. So if you haven't seen that video, definitely go and check that one out that I just showed you. I'm not going to go into more detail on it. All right. So the other thing is, he also told me, he says, they have no Navy. They have no communications. They've got no Air Force. And he warned Iran not to attempt any further actions. And they really aren't. They haven't done anything. So what is holding back the shipmasters, the ship owners, from doing anything and going through the Strait of Hormuz even to this point? Like I said, just one went through there as of just a couple of hours ago when I checked it last. And the oil prices went up. But now look, the oil prices went all the way up to whatever, $118. And then they already came down to $100. Crude is $100 a barrel. Yeah. So what happened? What did President Trump do? He played a Trump card. And I think what caused that is that he said that the Iran war is very complete, claiming that the Iranian forces have exhausted their attacks. They're basically out of bullets. And so he told CBS the U.S. military is far ahead of the initial 4 to 6 week timeline. Remember how I told you that when this started on Purim, that it would be 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, and that would be right at Easter Resurrection Day. And so he's saying they're very much ahead of schedule because they have hardly anything to fight with. Who knows what else they might try to pull, which is horrifying. So we'll watch and see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, with that one tweet, one truth that President Trump posted, that's what caused this price of crude to come back into line. Come straight back and lower than it was before. So there you go. Yeah, he's got the Trump card. You know what it's called? It's his Truth Social posts. And that he's in control. And people believe him when he says he's gonna do something. He does it. So watch and see. We'll see. So we'll see if that affects the prices at the pump. Hopefully it will come straight down. Watch and see. All right. Also, very, very interesting that I found out about this Karg Island. Have you ever heard of Karg? Okay, so it's an island right off of Iran. And so look at what they're saying here.
But we don't want that kind of disruption for our own citizens. We want our families to.
I would love to see him take Karg Island, that oil island. He'd be just like Venezuela. We control their oil. 90% of their oil goes to this little island. The president talked about it in a 1988 interview. And I think he should grab it.
Wouldn't that portend stability?
All right. So, I'm just finding out about this, but I'm wondering if all the oil goes here and then they are able to somehow do these transactions where people don't know who is getting the oil. And it would not surprise me because, as you very well know, after President Trump took out Maduro and got the whole Venezuelan oil thing set straight, if you remember, there were several ships that left Venezuela. And even though there was an embargo, that they were not allowed to take it. China, Iran, who else? Anyway, whoever it was, they were going under a false flag. And now we see how they do. Well, this island could be used for the same thing. That they could say, hey, just go over there and get it, and it's on the down low that nobody will know that you're getting oil from us because we're not, shipping it to you. Won't be on the you'll just come over in your own ship and you can mark it as cotton balls or something. I don't know how they would do it, but bottom line, that's likely what this is about. And President Trump very well knows about this. As Kilmeade says, President Trump talked about this in 1988. All right, so I want you to see that. All right, so I asked you guys a question yesterday, and some of you guys had answered. But for those of you who didn't, this is the verse I was asking about that, as you know, I've written the books about end times. And, so many of these, the issue that we talk about is, what is this mark of the beast? What is this 666? And so again, think opposite. They have misled us on this because they didn't want us to start to understand what the truth was. So they had to lie. They had to trick us. They had to seed everyone's thoughts on this. And that's why all these Hollywood artists, you know, put it, flash up the 666. That's why they have this deal. And so, yeah, don't take a picture of that and put me up as a 666 person. Anyway, the standard fare is that they say that the 666 is a sign of evil, that this that is their sign. And the reality is that's not what jibes with this passage in Revelation chapter 13. And it says in verse 18 of chapter 13, it says, wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast. It's not going to be something that you're going to, is the standard fare that they are told to us. This is something that's going to require wisdom. It's going to require thought. It's going to require understanding. And so that's why we have to really think and not fall victim to their propaganda, to their lies, to their deception. Okay? So I'll read the whole passage. It starts in verse 16 of chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. Now, what they've told us is that there'll be a day you won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able, you know, you'll have to have this market in order to get groceries. That is not the truth. So wipe that out of your mind. Wipe that out. Erase that. Get a giant eraser. No. The point is, there is a requirement. Does it matter if the people are rich or poor, free or slave, small or great? If you want to be part of their system, if you want to be on, in on this club, if you want to be on their in their club, in their secret society, if you want to be able to run elections, you want to be a government official with everybody kowtows to, if you want to be able to be a big muckety-muck in Hollywood, if you want to be whatever, if you want to be successful and powerful in this world and be a shipmaster shipping things and being ultra wealthy, you have to have this mark called the mark of the beast on your right hand or your forehead. This is, it's not about a physical mark on your hand or your forehead. It's not about a physical mark. What it is about is a mark on your hand is your actions. A mark on your forehead is your thoughts. They want to know that you are really in with them, that you are willing to do their evil along with them. They want to know that you will do your actions and your thoughts that will be on board with them, okay? And he says they'll receive this mark. The reality is they don't need a mark for them to know who's on their side. They know that you are not. They know that I am not, that they are, that they realize that we will not join in league with them. That's the whole point of, you know, of the cabal and these secret societies. They know who are their who's in their little club, okay, and who's basically done a deal with the devil. Some people say they sold their soul to the devil, ones who've literally opened their heart to evil to come in, to be willing to do whatever they're told and not care what happens to people. Verse 17 says, no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. All right, so this is the thing. It says here, knowing they couldn't buy or sell without that mark. Again, it really does sound like you can't buy groceries. It's not that. It's about that if you want to be wealthy, you want to be powerful, and you want to be, you know, in with the cool crowd, this group, you can only do it if you had this mark of the beast. Okay, you can't be part of their club unless you take this mark. What is this mark? It's the mark of pure evil. That you are willing to, not you, but this person who sells their soul, basically, that they're willing to do whatever they have to do to be in that club. And there you go. That's what it is. That is the mark of the beast. It's the mark of pure evil. Of course, that makes sense because the mark of the beast, the mark of Satan, mark of the beast, the mark of evil. Okay. Verse 18, wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of this number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. So it's both. It's the number of the beast and it's the number of the man. Why is it both? His number is 666. So I believe what it's saying here, what it means here, this is the only thing that I've ever been able to come up with that makes sense to me, is that this 666 is the number of man. Man was created on the sixth day. We are a tripartite being, body, soul, and spirit. And the number 666 represents also the holy angels that stayed faithful to the Lord. Remember? 33%, one third, fell. This is, you know, a lot of symbolism here, but we know that they are represented as the 33s. We know that. The secret societies are the 33s. They clearly make that. They can't be the 33s and the 66 also. They're one of the other. They're one of the other, and they're the 33. And we are the 666. So why do they flash up the 666 on all this symbolism? Whether it's, and I have this all in the book. This is all written down in the book and on the audiobooks. This one right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. Okay. So why do they always flash up this 666 symbolism? They do that because they are saying, we are attacking the 666. We are attacking righteous humanity. Okay? Y'all with me? That is the truth about the mark of the beast. They have taken the mark of the beast. We have not. We're not in danger of taking the mark of the beast because they don't want us in their club. They know that we're the righteous of the earth and we're not, they don't, you know, they're not going to have us in their club, even if we wanted to be. We are not going to be. So that's the issue with the mark of the beast. And it's not about being able to buy. But the reality is you are not. Sorry, newsflash, spoiler alert, you're not able to be one of these super wealthy, super powerful, super all that people because you will not do a deal with the devil. There you go. That's it. Definitely check into my books. Freedomforce.live has more information about it. And also on Amazon, just search End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. If you haven't done this already, definitely go and put a review on the book. I would really appreciate it and helped everybody to understand this is the wonderful truth about End Times. We also have it in German and Spanish and Dutch because I have wonderful people who help me. We also have on our channel, freedomforce.live, we have the study guide and you can watch the study that we did. I think it was like 26 weeks and it's actually one that's going on YouTube right now. All right. I'm going to read to you that in just a second. The Golden Age. But I do have a few other things I want to tell you before we go. This thing, did you guys see this? I want to make sure that you guys saw this post right here that President Trump did. He red-pilled the world. And so a lot of people have seen this post. 700 and almost 12,000 people. This is about the babies. And so he is saying, don't worry about the salination plant. Worry about the babies. We are shutting down these evildoers because they chop babies' heads off. That's what it said. What he said. He said this. He said it. He said it. And I was really surprised that he said it, but he's trying to help people understand this is who we're talking about. These people are pure evil. Well, that's what I'm talking about, that they have done a deal with the devil. There's no similarities between you and me and them, right? And also what they do to women. It's just these people are horrible. And he posted this. It's right there. I've just posted in the comments section in the chat with babies, and so that you can make sure that people see this. You know, this he's trying to red pill everyone. It's time for people to understand how absolutely are. He's talking about the cabal. Okay, he's also saying he said it's more fun to sink their ships than to take them. He's always so funny. He's always so funny. He said 46. Now it's 50. Iranian ships are at the bottom of the sea. Why didn't we just capture them? We could have used them. Why did we sink them? They said, oh, it's more fun to sink them. They said they like sinking them better. Okay, reality is, if we took the ship, I'm sure they could have it booby trapped. We just can't trust that this ship would not be booby trapped or controlled or something else terrible happened to them. And also, I mean, what self-respecting American military guy is going to want to be on a Navy? An Iranian ship. Nobody. So anyway, there you go. It's, I just thought funny. All right. Our transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, shared this video of the Jetsons. You remember the Jetsons way back in the day? I don't know if they're still on, probably not. But he's saying that we're going to have the Jetsons. We're going to have these cool flying helicopters, flying like Ubers. Check this out. Y'all hear that?
Oh, all of this new technology, these eVTOLs that are going to take people from one airport to the next and beyond that, these Ubers in the air.
We have a president, we have a DOT that want to see those innovators innovate in America and then export them around the world.
eVTOLs are going to make the airspace far more interesting and far more fun, and we have to be prepared for that and seamlessly implement their involvement in using the NAS. This is a time when we don't know how the world is going to change, but it's going to change in the way people and products move, which is exciting.
I'm excited for what the future holds. Let's win the future.
There you go. There you go. You know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother always talked about how, isn't that crazy looking? Looks like the Jetsons. It talked about how she lived through the horse and buggy days. And so then by the time she was up there in age, there were all these airplanes flying through the sky. And so can you imagine if now we take this next giant leap where there's like a road in the sky for all these helicopters that you're able to, you know, just think of a lane, just like you have sea lanes, you have lanes in the for your cars to go on. And now lanes for these helicopters, which they already have that, but still it's a matter of where you could just fly from one place to the next, like taking someone could pick you up in an Uber helicopter. That's a wild deal, man. That's a wild deal. That's what he's talking about. He says, as of this summer, in the verge of using eVTOL aircraft for urban air taxis, regional travel, cargo logistics, and event and emergency medicine. Pretty cool. I don't know. We'll watch and see. I wouldn't doubt it. We've lived through already this amazing time where we have access to the internet. I mean, it's just so cool that we can get on here together. Isn't this so cool? Yeah, meet George Jetson, right? And they did have, remember how on the show they had the R, whatever he would ride, would zoom, and they would have like a little lane for people to go on. So I can, you know, visualize it from the Jetsons. So it'd be very interesting to see how this. We've already seen, though, the internet has arrived and we have access to data at our fingertips, literally at our fingertips, just anything we want to search any moment. And then, you know, you can be on FaceTime with people all over the world. Here we are being able to join together in our social media on our video. I mean, just really so cool. Can happen quickly too. All right, so this was really, really great. Thank you, RFK, for posting this, that the Surgeon General of Florida announced that all vaccine mandates in Florida will be ended, and the room erupted. Not just COVID, all. He, and I love this guy, and I'm not going to play the video, but I'll make sure that you have the link. On either this video or another one, he says, you know, what business is it of mine to tell you what you have to put in your body? So I'm going to just say vaccine cancel mandates. Love it. I'm so thankful for RFK and the courageous people who are helping us to get our health back and stop. First of all, just stop poisoning us, please. Thank you very much. And then our wonderful Nancy Mace is working to make sure that the glyphosates and other pesticides don't belong in our food or our children's bodies. And RFK reposted. We're systematically poisoning ourselves. Please be very careful what you eat. Please be careful about what you put in your body, everybody. Okay, stop feeding our children pesticides. So if you haven't seen this already, go to melissaredpill.com. Go to the health page and learn about how I think it's 30,000 toxins that come into our body every day. And they just pile on. Our poor livers are just in a terrible shape. So definitely don't forget to do your detox every day. The Pure Body Extra, that's the one I do every day. It goes to the cellular level, gets this out of your body. And also the micronutrients. I just did my smoothie before I came on. And if you haven't seen my smoothie, you've got to check it out and to put in there, because the food is so lacking in nutrients. And just put a little, I don't put the whole cup that they give you. I just put a little bit because I put a lot of things in my smoothie. But just to get your micronutrients into your body to help your body, because the food said is so lacking in nutrients. And our wonderful silver solution, anti-mold, antibacteria, antifungal. Love it. I love it. If you haven't done that, it's a liquid. I just put it into my water. It's in my water right now. Love it. And I just do it every day to make sure that I'm as a whistle and healthy as I possibly can be. And I also do my probiotics every day. I do my this, I'm not going to say the word of it. I'm doing it every day, and my gargle and my toothpaste. I do my nasal spray. I do all that every day. And then I back it up with the probiotic so that I have more good bacteria than bad, and that the good bacteria overwhelms the bad bacteria. So very, very cool. All right. So I'm going to show you one other quick thing. This is this beautiful day of joy. Look at this. This is the passage in the book, The Golden Age, where it talks about that there's an announcement in heaven that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. This is where it says this in Revelation chapter 11. Maybe tomorrow or next, when I see you next, it's Saturday, I'll maybe ask you about Revelation 11. Okay, so get ready for that one. What is the truth about Revelation 11? Okay, so that's your homework. If you haven't done that one already, just go look in the book and find the Revelation chapter 11. Here is where it talks about this beautiful announcement in heaven. And this is where we are, vanity and before all these who've gone before us. And the seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven followed, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God's throne fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reign. He has been the king. Now he will take that role. Look at this. They literally fell to the ground. They literally fell to the ground. They were sitting on their thrones and they fell on their faces. They fell off their chair with rapturous joy because the Lord had finally taken his rightful position of authority and had begun to rule the earth. We've known our Lord Jesus was the king. He was born the king, but he has not begun to rule because he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said that he would prepare mansions for us. He's talking about on earth. He would prepare the earth for us to all worship him. And here we are. We are living in that day. We are so, so blessed. We knew he was the rightful king. Now everyone will know. Everyone will come into alignment with him and recognize that he is the one who bought us with his own blood and that he is the king of the world. All right, so I want you to see that. And I'm also going to show you, hopefully I have it right here. Yes, I have it. Yay, I have it. Okay, this I'm going to play for you. As we're closing, this is this amazing prophecy by Kim Clement. We've played this many times. I'm sure many of you have heard this, and it's wonderful. I love it because it says Trump will become a trumpet, like the Feast of Trumpets, right? I've talked about that, and that's when the sign of the Son of Man first started. If you're not familiar with that, go to melissaredpill.com, and you can see that on the very first page. He will fool them all, it says. I love that. What does that mean? He will force the news media to say what he wants them to say. Hello, that's true. He will go in whispering my name, and there will be a praying president in the highest seat. Amen. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I love it. I love it. All right, I'm going to play this for you. President Trump posted this. He posted this. Isn't that awesome? He posted this very thing. So, okay, we're going to pray, and then we're going to listen to this and rejoice together, and I'll be over at the volume is going in and out. Well, no, that's not... I actually glued my cord in, so it cannot come out again. So I don't know why. Is it because I'm moving? Maybe I'm moving away. Yeah. So sorry about that. Yeah. So let's just see and let me know. Thank you for letting me know, Marge. All right. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, and that nothing can stop what is coming because you are taking your seat to rule this world, and nothing. No one can stop you, and no one can stay your hand. We praise you and thank you that you are stopping all the wars, that we're going to have joy inexpressible and full of glory, that even the angels, even our forefathers in heaven, even the ones who are already there, fell off their chairs when they know that this has finally happened, that the earth has become your kingdom. You've taken this power and begun to reign. Thank you, Lord, for seeing the end times for the criminal cabal in Iran and all over the world. We're thank you that we're seeing the end times for them in running our elections and all the evils that they have done to babies, children. women, to everybody all over the world. We thank you that we're going to see the end times for all the things that they have done to our food. And I thank you that you're guiding us on what we can do to save our own bodies from all their onslaught, and just protect us until that day comes when everything is cleansed. We know that day is coming. We thank you that you have brought us together. Thank you for this amazing technology that we can be together, and the beautiful technology that's coming. Just so much excitement. And we also just give you praise that all the things that we get to talk about, we're looking at it through the eyes of faith. And we know that you are working all these things to set us free from our enemies. Thank you for that. We praise you, love you, and we thank you for each other. I ask you to continue to bless each one. I pray this in your great name, Jesus. I love you guys. Okay. You can hear me fine. Okay. Just lean in closer. Okay. I'm right here. It makes my nose tickle. I think that's what makes my nose tickle. All right, guys. I love you. And I'll talk to you Saturday, right? Saturday at 10:30. See you Saturday at 10:30. Talk to you later.
The most unusual thing, a transfiguration. And going into the marketplace, if you wish, into the news media, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet, and Bill Gates to open up the gate of the financial realm for the church, says the Lord. I will not forget 9/11. I will not forget what took place that day. And I will not forget the gatekeeper that watched over New York, who will once again stand and watch over this nation, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass that the men that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out, by the power of the Spirit, but I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office, and there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land. There will be a praying president, not a religious one, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Come on!